Thank you for checking this podcast out today. The title of the podcast is Good to Great Fundraising. So how do you become one of the top fundraising organizations in the country, or at least in your region? I'm going to suggest today a number of questions that would be helpful in preparing to take that big leap. It's a huge responsibility we have to raise dollars to help those in need. And it seems to me that if we take on that challenge, we ought to excel at it. So confronting brutal facts is really difficult, but oh, so important. Confronting brutal facts with unwavering faith, according to leadership consultant and best-selling author Jim Collins, is one of the characteristics of the top-performing organizations that have gone from just simply being good to being great. Well, answering those tough questions is just not pleasant. But it is so essential if we really want to find out what needs to be changed in order to be more successful. So I'm going to pose a number of questions today for us to think about. I'm not going to give you a lot of answers because answers depend upon your organization. The first question I would ask, if you really want to go from being good to great, is how much money are we leaving on the table? To what extent are our fundraising efforts maximizing the potential from our current donor base? You know, another way of looking at that, what would our organization look like today if in 10 years our fundraising processes were performing at the highest level? You know, it's so easy to get into a rut and think about what we ought to do better than we did the year before. But maybe we need to clean the slate and think about what does the best looking organization look like for us in the future? What do we need to change in order to maximize the dollars that are raised? So that first question. How much money are we leaving on the table if we keep doing the same thing the same way like we've always done it? A second question is, what are the performance standards for the fundraising component of our organization? How do we compare to the most successful organizations? So contrasting, comparing yourself to organizations. And the one thing I would really caution on is sometimes we measure our skills and our abilities and our successes based upon how much money you raise. Well, the one thing that's absolutely for sure is you can't control what a donor gives. You can only control your activities. You can only measure your performance. And so I'm not saying we shouldn't look at dollars raised, but I'm suggesting that's not the only indicator. Performance is a measurement of what development staffs do and what they're not doing. So generally speaking, donation potential is a natural function of really good, successful fundraising performance. You know, it goes back to the original question. Given our current level of fundraising performance, are there potential donations that are being left on the table? The only way really to answer that question is honestly, and the reality is all of us could probably raise more. The big challenge is, you know, too many fundraisers are wearing way too many hats. They really don't have enough time to sit down with donors and have meaningful conversations. So looking at this, what are the performance standards? What activities are being done to increase our success? The third question I would ask is how many and what kind of touches are required to maintain really strong donor relations among various types of giving levels? Now, you know, that is a naughty question. That's a tough question because the reality is it depends on a number of factors. But I would ask the question, if I'm really serious about wanting to be great at what we do, how many and what kind of touches are required to really strengthen our relationship with donors? And then what needs to change in order to maximize our time with donors? So fourth question, how many major and annual gift donors should a full-time development officer effectively manage? Well, boy, there's another tough question. What we have done in all of our studies and analysis we've done of organizations, the big question is not how many bodies do you have on your fundraising staff, but what's your FTE, full-time equivalency, with donors in conversation. Now, what we find is that the average major gift officer spends about 10% of their time with donors in conversation. Well, what would happen if we could increase that percentage to 20, 30, 40, or as one shop I visited recently, they spend 75% of their time in conversations with donors, and you're not surprised to hear they're really successful. They raise an awful lot of money, and they love their jobs. There's something about being a fundraiser. We love to spend time with donors. So the answer to this question, how many major and annual gift donors can a full-time development officer effectively manage, depends on what FTE you can commit to seeing donors. The other question I would ask related to that, given our limited resources, how do we get from where we are today to where we need to be in the fundraising department? You know, I'm not suggesting that return on investment is not a good measure, but I am suggesting it's not the only measure. I want to know what it takes to be exceptional at what we do. What does excellence look like in our shop? So if you sit down with a clean board, you would ask the question, what would excellence look like with our staff? Are we seeing enough donors? Are we committed enough time to getting out there and really spending time in deep and abiding conversations with our donors? So how do you go from good to great? What does the great look like? Well, what would happen? Let's ask this question. What should we do with the resources we have at hand to maximize the number of conversations we have with donors? Now, that's a really important question. It's really related to our very first question. So let me give you what I think the top producing organizations, their answers to that question. And here's the first thing, the first quote, and I hate to say this, but this is a quote I came up with years ago. If we merely aim for industry standards, then our goal is mediocrity. Emulating the average nonprofit, we're destined to live with all the problems the average nonprofit faces. So we aim to be exceptional in our fundraising. So looking at industry standards, we're just simply going to look at the average. We go to conferences very often and hear what average organizations do. My suggestion is that you start with a clean slate and ask, what would our shop look like if it were performing at an excellent level? You know, fundraising departments that have various issues, but I'm amazed at how many organizations only see a small sliver of their donors. A good example, saw one shop recently. They have a large enough staff, and they see about 156 donors a year. The problem is they have over 1,200 people who give to the organization. So my question, what would happen if they could go see those other 800 or 900 donors if they had a larger staff? So we don't know what's going to happen, but we do know attrition is going to take place. We're going to lose some of our donors because of death or they lack interest. And we've got to constantly replace those donors. And they're going to come from those individuals that maybe we're bypassing today. The core of our consulting business at Thompson Associates is provide organizational sponsored estate planning services. I am amazed at how many times over the years that someone gets a call from an attorney saying, Mrs. Smith has passed away and she's left you $100,000. And they're just flabbergasted. They didn't know Mrs. Smith. But then they go back and look at her donor record. She gave $25, $50, $100 a year, maybe over the last 15 or 20 years. So the question becomes, what would happen if because of lack of interest, she dropped off? The challenge set before us to really be good at this is, what do we need to do? What needs to be changed in order to see a greater number of donors in really deep and interesting conversations? The key to going from being good to being great is increasing the number of donor visits. We thank you for listening to this podcast today. We really hope it's helpful as you strive to be even better next year than you have been in the past.